Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, January 9th. Grey Bruce OPP say an incident at Sussex Square, south of Owen Sound, has been resolved. They say no charges were laid and there was no threat to public safety. At about 5:50 this morning, Grey Bruce OPP, the West Region Tactics and Rescue Unit, the Emergency Response Team, Crisis Negotiators, and the K-9 Unit responded to a report of a barricaded person in the development, which is made up of small modular homes in the area of Concession Road 3 and Side Road 6. OPP say the individual involved initially refused to come out. Police say their name is not being released due to concerns for their well-being. OPP say the incident has resolved and all resources are clear of the scene. O'Share saw a large increase in the number of people using its services over the holiday season. Executive Director Colleen Trask-Seaman says from December 23rd to 26th, the organization served just under 1,500 meals to people of all ages.
We did dine-in. We had special treats. We tried to make it the best Christmas that we could for all the guests who came.
For the whole month of December, Trask-Seaman says O'Share served 23,000 meals compared to the roughly 12,000 in 2023. She does not foresee the need decreasing anytime soon. The skating trail at McGregor Point Provincial Park just south of Port Elgin is now open. The 400-meter skating trail winds its way through a wooded area and it has lighting at night. The park recommends purchasing a two-hour vehicle permit ahead of your visit to ensure you have a spot on the trail. You can find a link to do that in our news story. Meanwhile, the park says the skating rink, a different ice pad, is not yet open. Ontario is ready to send more than 150 firefighters to California to help with the wildfires. Premier Doug Ford posted to his X account today, saying the province will always stand ready to serve. Ford added he's directed officials to send every available water bomber to fight the fires. In total, Ontario is willing to send 2 water bombers and pilots, 165 urban firefighters, and 20 additional emergency response personnel if needed. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 21 points to 25,073. The Dow Jones is up 106 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.5 U.S. cents, down 0.07 of a cent, and the price of oil is $74.18, up 86 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs will go for their 6th straight win tonight. They're on the road to face the Carolina Hurricanes. That's underway at 7:30. Ottawa and Edmonton also have games tonight. In the OHL, it's an off day for the Owen Sound Attack ahead of tomorrow's road game against the Sarnia Sting. The Attack will try for back-to-back wins after beating the Barrie Colts 5-2 yesterday. You can hear tomorrow's battle between the Attack and Sting live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. At the Under-18 Women's Hockey World Championship in Finland, Canada downed Japan 17-0 this afternoon. In the NBA, the Raptors face the NBA's hottest team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who've won 11 in a row. The Orange Bowl, or U.S. College Football Playoff semifinal between Notre Dame and Penn State, is set to go this evening. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Increasing cloudiness tonight, minus 13, the wind chill minus 20 overnight. Periods of snow Friday afternoon, minus 4, the wind chill minus 11. Flurries or snow squalls on Saturday and a high of 0. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.